please move your character to where you are when the zombies come raining down?
Oh, no. It's raining undead.
Hallelujah. Beth, are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Ellie, you ready?
Who?
Ellie.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure you know which one. And Io, are you ready?
Yes. Allegedly, yes.
All right. And I don't think Alvin will be playing with us tonight, so I'm not going to call his name repeatedly wondering where he is. He just got a hula hoop, and he's been thoroughly enjoying that particular experience. So... we wish him the best for that. If it's not obvious, I have pressed the record button.
Oh.
Hey, glad to know you've pressed the record button. Now everyone can have... I will stand up on the wagon cart and I will talk about the values of darkness. Sorry.
It was a very long 2-day journey.
Crash, you have missed that discourse, and you are glad of it.
Also it's... missed this discourse.
Oh, I'll tell you about it at the break, then remind me.
I am perfectly fine with being out of the loop for things, because frequently when I am brought into the loop, I go, why have you burdened me with this knowledge? I was content. Well, that's a lie, but I thought I was content. No, that's also a lie. I was more content. I didn't realize how good I had it, but then you had to reveal to me this secret. And I will never think of cooking eggs for 30 hours again. Oh, actually, no, I don't say that. That wasn't even that bad a secret. That was funny. But moving on, as he fakes coughs. The people of the Cog World live upon continent-sized gears rising up out of the world's ocean. But they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cog World. Visitors might, if there were any, but to the residents, it's simply just the world, as it's always been. On the ring gear of Archiza, in the Windbreak region, the town of Stadton has something of a mystery. In our last session, Mafa met Warheed, the caretaker ghost of the Church of Trickery. The old Bassetkin shared there was a darkness out towards the Windbreak Hills that seemed like it might be within Mafa's wheelhouse as the god of death. Mafa was inclined to agree, and if nothing else, this did not seem to be a place where the Church of Unity would go to look for them. Warheed also shared he'd been there when the previous god of trickery had died, and he thought it odd that there had been, and I quote, two of them. Mrara acknowledged that because Mafa had decided to make this be her problem, and Tam trusted Mafa, that it was therefore going to be everybody's problem.
Of course.
Mrara delighted in revealing several secrets in that moment. One, Windbreak gods come in two parts. The divine aspect that reincarnates, forgetting each past life as they do so, and the mortal part, with their own soul, that passes on to wherever the deceased go after passing through the land of the dead. These parts coexist in the same body and are often mistaken as one entity, though most high priests in the Windbreak know the distinction. Two, Tam is in fact the god of trust and trickery, a truth that the high priests in the Church of Trickery tend to keep to themselves. Church organization would fall apart entirely if not for some inherent trust in their structure. But trickery is far more memorable. Tam very quickly trusted their fellow gods and a few others, always making good calls when doing so. They didn't need to know their nature for it to be their nature. Mrara got to reveal the truth to Tam because no one else in the church outranks her. This is the third thing. And this implies, strongly, that she's the head priest of the Church of Trust and Trickery.
I didn't realize that I wasn't supposed to know that.
You probably would have been told eventually. Usually not this early. Most priests who find out are twice your age, or more. Off camera, a list of supplies was given to the newly minted Paladins of Trickery to gather for the party While they went outward to see what happened to Stadton, the town shrouded in metaphorical darkness. This is the GM giving you an opportunity to make an equipment list later that will say, oh yeah, they totally got this for you in Tam's town, which I will not refer to as Tam Town. That's not its name. It's Lugans. That's besides the point. Also, I see a typo there. There we go. That makes more sense. Pardon me while I am adjusting the formatting for notes that no one else will see, because if I don't, it's going to bother me.
Yeah, that's fair. Chitika has had a horrible thought, by the way.
Well, Chitika is a horrible goose.
No, this is a horrible thought that is more either something that she's going to need the dove to address, or she's going to need Mafa to address. Maybe both of them.
Well, that's certainly something that we can talk about, because we'll be starting with a 2-day journey to Stadton. So if there's something you want to happen before or during that trip, that can be arranged.
Well, it depends on if we're leaving the dove behind.
You are not. The dove is not leaving. The dove is not letting you go out of their sight, because she needs to make sure you go to Korf. You agreed to go to Korf. And if you go off on an adventure, you might not come back to where she's waiting for you. So she is going with you whether you like it or not.
Soup, 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 soup. Pause. Horrible thought.
She doesn't technically have ears, so she can't plug them.
she needs earmuffs.
Yes.
Mafa?
So.
Mafa!
Yeah?
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
I think you said something about having sent on a god who was dead way back in the place with the trains.
Yeah. Impatience.
Right. Are we sure that whatever nonsense Unity's priests are doing isn't grabbing both halves?
No.
Chitika's head rotates. She can't turn her head all the way around like an owl, so she's going to just then start having to rotate her upper body, and she starts staring at the dove.
Mafa, give me an intellect roll, difficulty 3.
Okay.
And you may ease it by 1 because of something that I haven't gotten to in the intro.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted the intro.
That's okay, I interrupted the intro, and then you interrupted the interruption.
Oh, does this mean it's an interruption?
It's interception. All right.
Wouldn't an interception be,
is also an interruption.
An intro that was lying to people? Because I could arrange that.
Also, the GM is allowed to lie. Regardless, a roll of 9 beats the original difficulty before any easement, which is fantastic because you weren't really allowed on that other property over there. There's someone who's yelling about you getting off their property. They did drive up in a truck, but there was some forced lightning used. There's a big hassle about it. That's another campaign. Don't worry about it. Sorry, I had to continue the making references to other games.
Yes, yes.
Mafa, what you realize is when you were talking to Impatience, they were already forgetting things. There were things that they remembered, but they didn't remember their name. They knew they were Impatience, and they struggled with the dichotomy of memories, some fading and some coming in, because it was just the divine form. So what you sent was the divine aspect of Impatience, not the mortal spirit.
Okay, I will pass this knowledge on.
Okay.
Chitika looks slightly more reassured, but is still going to do the slow swivel to stare at the dove to make sure that this is being backed up and it's not like random whether they're getting both or just one part of people.
Also, none of the other souls that I've sent on freaked out like Impatience did.
Okay, that's good.
I've been told that the ritual being performed is only drawing in divine aspects, but that's what I've been told. I can't usually see the dead, so I can't check it myself.
Obviously, someone who can see the dead is going to have to look into the god soup and make sure that it's only god soup. Okay.
Well, you did all agree to come with me to Korf,
Uh-huh.
And eventually I hope we get there. Eventually I hope we go in that direction.
Yeah, but we gotta fix something first, for gods.
I know, I am aware, but things might only get worse the more we delay. Now, we might backtrack.
Maybe if you let the GM finish the introduction, he'll tell you what's going on, so and reassure you.
Only in Quarf will he do that. And actually, you might consider that to be less of a reassurance than more of a admission of foreboding was correct. Unless you choose to backtrack and have more conversation or preparation before you begin the journey or during the journey, then you'll be getting to the outskirts of Stadton around noon on the 14th day of summer. Lucy, god of millet, is in the wild, and there's much to forage here. Tasks involving looking for beneficial things are eased for this session while in Lucy's vicinity. Tam, god of trust and trickery, I get to write that now. I've been sitting on that for so darn long. Has recently learned many things that might make other things easier to discern. Tasks involving trust are eased for this session. And no, I'm not going to accept breaking trust or making someone think that they should trust you. That's deception. That's another thing. You're already good at that.
I am already good at that. Correct.
Yes.
But what if they really should trust us? Sorry.
Then that's what this asset is for.
Mm-mm.
Tika, god of darkness, is approaching a settlement that was known by few. Tasks involving finding the hidden are eased for this session. Mafa, god of death and the crossroads, is not the only god of death, but someone who cannot claim the title has been stepping out of their lane. All tasks involving the deceased are eased for this session. As you are approaching Stadton, the wooded, wild areas fade out into farmland, or they would. Now, I would say they would stop abruptly and then there'd be farms, but if farmers need trees, they go into the woods and cut down trees. So it's kind of sort of staggered normally, but the damage is immediately evident. There are spots that are heavily burned. There's locations where a coating of ash is still there, mostly in spots where rain would have picked it up and pulled it into areas where there'd be puddles and stuff. And then that water dried away, and now there's just a pancake layer of ash in that spot. This damage was done a while ago. The fields, the parts that have plants growing in them, have clearly not been tilled. There's weeds, there's some remnants of the previous year's crops growing. It's not unlike the fields that you saw at the abandoned farmhouse, which seems like forever ago, except someone did a lot of seemingly random damage here, and the land is only starting to try to reclaim that. Off in the distance, there is a small collection of houses. Some of them look fairly intact. Some of them do not. And you might learn more as you get closer, but right now what you see is, well, there's some houses off in the distance, and there's some atmospheric perspective, because the GM's not giving you everything right now.
Uh-huh.
What happens next is up to you. Now, a wagon was mentioned.
We've seen it.
You turn around and head back. The mystery remains unfulfilled. I mean, I could have you go right to Quarf. I can switch to that. We can do that.
No.
Okay.
No, Chitika wants to know more about this because this is clearly a problem for gods, right? Right.
Well, a wagon was mentioned. So I'm assuming that you commandeered a wagon to come here? Or did you hoof it?
I don't have hooves.
Did you walk or ride? Both were possible.
I would have borrowed a wagon.
Okay. The wagon is in fact pulled by a horse, and Shay had no problem controlling the wagon. Shay's done it before. The dove has also shown skill in taking care of the wagon. And I imagine Mafa also had those capabilities, considering her upbringing.
Possible.
So this is Stadton. I must say, it's the first I've seen it.
Ichika is looking around and squinting at things, and as I recall, she had some vague ability to feel that there was badness once upon a time, way back when, in that basement that she didn't go into. And therefore, she is trying to reach out with her senses. And, oh, that's right, she has better senses now for that sort of thing.
At the time, I think you had an asset that was helping you with that. And right now, you also have an asset in helping you with that. If something is trying to hide in that town.
Mm-hmm. And I have awareness, which I'm just going to activate the awareness as well and get everything that's nearby and then also stretch out senses as appropriate.
I got to look up what long range is again.
Glad to know that you also have to.
100 feet.
100 feet. So at this distance, you're not noticing anything with your awareness.
I'm just going to have that around because the I figure that the hyper awareness is actually, you know, the shadows and or things in darkness. So, you know.
Okay. Well, that keeps going for 10 minutes. So you only need to renew it every 10 minutes.
Right. And
but
also
I will say,
I expect many of us have forgotten about this. I almost did. But that's on the cheat sheet to the right of the grid paper.
Yeah, that is exactly where I go to look it up. That is why I put that cheat sheet there. And with Cypher 2 coming out, I am going to have to either find or make a new cheat sheet.
A new cheat sheet.
Because there are changes. Movement has been revamped in the new version. The whole multiply things by three thing, that stays the same. Effort spending has stayed the same. Assets have stayed the same. Skills, I think, are the same. But there are some differences, so I have a feeling that by the time it's live for everyone to look at, someone, perhaps the same people who made the first cheat sheet, will have made a new version. Well, you will have to renew your awareness before you get to the town proper, because these roads don't seem to have been maintained very well, perhaps since long before the town stopped being a town. Mm-hmm. And so if Shay decides that the wagon's going to move forward at a breakneck pace, it'll be correctly named. I don't like the look of that, I have to say.
Is there anything alive within 100 feet?
This is being said before the first time you have to renew. But you're not picking up anything larger than, like, burrowing critters.
Nothing big within, you know, 3 big rooms.
Are we going to just ride the wagon directly into town?
Chitika looks at Mafa and Tam.
How fast is the wagon currently going?
A bit faster than an ox. In that you could get out and walk faster, but it would be a slow jog as opposed to a slow walk.
Tam looks guiltily over from the door they were about to climb out of.
Which is probably the back.
To be honest, I'm just worried about the horse. The rest of us have some skill. Various skills, in fact. But whatever the horse can do, it's hitched up to a wagon, and that limits its abilities. And if it's spooked, we might have to go back without it.
Or it might go back without us.
Those are the same thing. Well, they are the same thing, because I intend to survive.
Uh-huh.
I'll be right back.
I love that there is a character in this party who has Farstead. Because when someone says, I'll be right back in Plus Ultra Season 2, there is consternation. But in this one, I'm the DM. Well, GM.
Yes.
I was listening to Bob Worldbuilder earlier today, so now I've got DM in my brain. So looking at how far you can go.
We could go into a dungeon.
We could, provided there's a dungeon.
Yes. And you don't have to worry about how far I can go in one jump. It is a long distance.
Ah. So you teleport just far enough away that Chitika can no longer sense you.
Yeah, but I'll be back really quick.
That's good.
But also, I don't think I've done this before, and I'm going to pull a stunt that I've been thinking of for a while, which is that Mafa is going to step out of the cart either onto the front seat next to Shay or out the back, whichever is more convenient, and go straight up.
Oh. Nice.
Oh. Take your luck point.
And she just wants to see what she can see from a higher height.
All right. Give me an intellect roll for noticing things. This is going to be difficulty 5 because of the distance. Difficulty 4 because I'll count the height advantage as an asset. You can see over buildings instead of trying to see through them.
Yes.
That's a 17 on the die. You manage it. You manage it well. All right. So, the houses, as I said, some of them are in better shape than others. Some of them are missing roofs. One or two is missing parts of a wall. It doesn't look like fire went through the whole thing, but there is some evidence of charring. And there's what appears to be a small group of people sort of just milling about in the center of town. And at least one ghost right on the edge of it. Close to, like, not close to you, but the side of the town that you are on, they're on the edge of that side. Normally, you don't always realize you're seeing a ghost compared to a living person. But you see them and immediately clock that they are, in fact, a spirit.
Okay.
Which you are aware is kind of unusual.
Good to know. Mafa will jump back down to the cart.
Shay relaxes.
Patika probably noticed you coming in from above and had been looking up somewhat with concern until you do pop back.
In my headcanon, what happened was what I said was correct. Mafa teleported just far enough away to no longer be within your awareness.
But then gravity.
32 feet per second per second. So,
uh-huh.
Before she used her ability to come back, you're like, oh, she's gone. No, there she is. Oh.
Exactly. This is why there was, let's see, what? Up.
there might have been one head that swiveled up sharply, followed by everyone else turning to look at you and following your gaze.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mafa being back, sitting down, wondering where all you were looking. But not really, because Mafa knew.
So I take it that I shouldn't get out and scout around because you already did that.
You can if you want, but we should probably leave the horse here. There's at least one ghost and maybe some zombies.
Oh, just delightful zombies. I've never met one.
I have. They're not very good conversationalists.
Pity.
Mm-hmm. Great zombies.
Some people think it's a benefit to have friends who can't talk to other friends who aren't friends. Also, I can't imagine they smell very well.
Well, there's various things you can use. But yes. Also, embalming works wonders. I don't imagine these have been embalmed.
Probably not. But they also might not be zombies. They might just be really confused.
Well, shall we stride in like we own the place? Or are we going to sneak?
I was going to sneak. You can do what you want.
Sneaking's fun.
I think everybody else has been about sneak, but I'm not very good at it.
How do we have two cipher campaigns where the one with far step is the one that just stands out in a crowd?
Far step means never having to sneak.
Okay.
It's from risk-taking, I think.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see if I can copy and then go to a new map.
A new map?
A new map.
Oddworld game?
I know, right?
Gracious.
We've done it before.
I know. I just think it's fun and teasing.
Uh-huh. It's valid. It is 100%.
Well, I saw the new map loading.
I was preloading it.
Ah.
Because I need to put you in a spot where I'm copy pasting. I don't want your characters to be inside a wall.
I feel like that's very fair. I don't want to be inside a wall either. It seems like it'd be very inconvenient.
I made a sneaking roll just in case. Beats difficulty 5 because it doesn't accurately calculate that unless you give it a base difficulty.
I'm going to say the base difficulty is 4 for anyone else who wants to try to be sneaky.
I like being sneaky. Let's be sneaky. Okay. Base diff 4. Doing it with my specialized stealth. Yeah, I made it.
Mafa, want to try to be sneaky?
Sure.
Or will you be so quiet being quiet?
She probably, you know, far step place here, far step. Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no.
You're not getting a luck point. But actually, you are getting a luck point for that because it's a GM intrusion. That's a nat 1. Unless you have the points to spend.
I do, but this is funnier.
You are being quiet, being so quiet. We are back to season 1 of Pact. Actually, was that season 2? I think that was season 2.
That was
Pact
season Tactics. 2.
Yes.
Yeah, that season was season 2.
That was the Tarrasque.
That was the Tarrasque.
Yeah, season 2 was the same people as season 1.
I could send the Tarrasque against you. I did say that kaiju exist in Cypher.
I'm looking at you. It was a little one, but I did it.
It's only a little kaiju.
Was that the giant, I want to say turtle?
More or less, yeah.
There's no token in the scene that gives me vision.
I see you right there, though. Okay.
You put me in a wall?
No.
You put me in a wall? Like the brick?
There are no actual walls in this. There are only pictures of walls.
Jail for
edit the map.
Jail for 1,000
visibility.
Years.
I'm going to turn off token vision. There we go. You should see the map now.
Huh. Map.
Yes, I see the map now.
Okay. So
what was odd was I couldn't select my token.
Yeah, I didn't have mine selected either.
So the spot I put you in is a field. It may have had a house on it at one point, but that house is, it exists. The materials kind of sort of exists in one state of matter or another, but it's not a house anymore. But there is a low wall slash fence, maybe even a stone row. It's a combination of things. If you live this far away from other places, you make do with what materials you have. That in your sneaking, you are crouched behind and moving forward. Mafa is on the other side of the road approaching the town, where there is a what appears to be a more structurally sound wall that was made by somebody who might have known how to do some stone masonry or, you know, figured it out eventually. Mafa, how do you call attention to yourself?
How tall is the wall?
If you stand up, it comes to, like, right around chest height.
Okay. Well, it's clearly a fairly well-made wall. Someone knew what they were doing, more or less. I'll teleport up to the top of the wall to take a look around.
This wall has not been maintained since the winter.
And land on the one stone that has decided to... Today's the day. Today's the day it's going to make its break for freedom. All it needs is a little push. And suddenly, there's a hellboard standing on it. And everybody else hears an... Oh, no!
And the clatter of rocks. But yeah, the downside of this is it's hard to believe that a rock on top of a wall would be load-bearing, but somehow you found one. So when it slides away and you go down a bit further than you thought you were going to, it knocks out a few rocks on either side of it, and other rocks underneath, because of the friction happening, decide that in solidarity, because they have formed a union, they're all going to strike.
The ground?
Yes. Followed by a mafa.
So.
The ghost that you can see not too far away, all of you can see.
Oh, that's
she
just
is
great.
Translucent. She appears to be maybe late 20s, early 30s. But you all see this ghost. And you realize right away, oh yeah, that's a ghost. That or there's some smoke and mirrors going on here, but that's doubtful. Or someone's using illusion. We've seen the illusion magic before, but well, never mind. She sees what happens with Mafa, runs forward and goes, "No! Leave! I have to warn people! You've got to go! They're going to come!" And you should go to the combat tab and roll for initiative.
Oh no, they all had names. This is tragic.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the time and I'm going to say...
Initiative task I'm supposed to be able to spend effort on.
I believe you can. If not, then I'm going to say you can.
It doesn't give me an option to do that.
I can just add 3 to your
speed roll, I have a level of free effort.
Okay. So, how many am I adding?
One level of effort is equivalent to 3, right?
Yeah, but you can spend more than one level of effort if you want to, so I'm just making
sure. I'm only spending one level of effort.
Okay. There you are. You are now tied with Mafa for initiative.
Here's an odd question for you. Speaking of
if you ask it twice, it'll be even.
Can I spend luck to re-roll?
If you have 3 luck points, you can.
In fact, I have 5, and the next time I get luck, I'm going to roll over. So I may as well spend it.
Valid.
Are you going to spend it to avoid the GM intrusion, or are you going to spend it to re-roll your initiative?
Re-roll my initiative.
Okay.
No, the GM intrusion is funny. I like GM intrusions. However,
that's a 14. Better. All right. So I'm going to suggest we do one round, and then we take a short break.
Okay. All row, right. row your boat gently down the stream.
No, I know you've got room in your luck pool now, but I am not giving you that. Mara disappears, because Mara was going before all of you.
Okay.
Next up is, I have not learned my lesson. I kept been writing things out, and a few times when speaking, confusing Mara and Mafa, and this character's name is Mara.
You have not learned your lesson.
Or that was.
I was about to say that might have been a mistake.
I used a random name generator.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Change the last letter to Y.
Let's see if that helps. Mary Hillman. There we go. Mary Hillman runs 100 feet straight towards you, Mafa.
Cool.
Oh, they're fast zombies.
Well, this one is. Well, she doesn't seem like a zombie. Like, her nose is still there.
So far.
Her clothing does look a little tattered, like it's been out in the weather for a while. But yeah, she runs 100 feet towards Mafa, but happened to be over 100 feet away. So doesn't quite get there. This is why I'm okay with doing one round of combat first, because we're just getting into position at this point. next up is Shay, who is going to hop the fence to here. That is 10 feet. My cheat sheet is another castle, so I am learning that I've made a mistake for that. But Shay is going to take the walking stick that he was using and try to smack this person who is running towards you in a more aggressive tone. They didn't look like they were coming over to give you a hug and welcome you to town. So I am going to affect that. There we go. Next up is the dove's turn. The dove, who is doing a pretty good job of sneaking with the rest of you, pokes her head over the wall and spits.
She's that kind of reptile.
And a small bit of flame flies over Shay's shoulder and hits this person. And how much does that do? Ah, so remember the last Tales of Tel'Varin game we did where Paul threw a lot of creatures at us? And I was like, that's why I usually don't do that.
Now you've done that.
I've learned nothing. Mafa, it is now your turn.
Okay, let me reopen my character sheet because I accidentally hit the back button.
You appear to have changed the icon for your combat thing.
I certainly do. I don't think I meant to. I'll fix that later.
That's a problem for future us.
Yes. Are there any actual bodies around or just...
There's one that is currently slightly on fire.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. You far step to 10 feet behind the attacker.
Yes. And next to the ghost.
All right. So, this startles the ghost.
Yep, thank God.
What's going on?
You don't understand. You need to leave. They're just going to keep coming.
Yeah, well,
I can't stop them. It was my job to let you here. What's that?
Someone's been eating my porridge, and I'd really like to know who, and I don't think I can go home until I find out. So we're just going to have to deal with this, and then...
I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Not me too. No, 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 you have to leave. I think that's enough conversation.
Just got here.
Round of combat. We can say this conversation keeps going on while I continue to go through the initiative order. Yes. Okay, so it's this person's turn. They do nothing. It's this person's turn. They do nothing. It's this person's turn. Ah, it's Tilda's turn. She tries to grab you by your shirt collar to shake some sense into you. That does not work. Her hands go right through you. She is very distraught by this. Tam, it is your turn. Tam still has the horrible goose thing for combat initiative.
I think that's actually a swan, but yes.
Swans are worse. A swan will straight up murder you.
Yeah, someone was being annoying to a swan and in front of Sean McGuire and got pecked. Apparently the person was in fact actually kind of harassing the swans or yelling at them or something, and it swam over and pecked him at swan height.
No, that is the swan.
So, alas, no pictures, but don't mess with swans.
How do I put more points than necessary into an ability? Like, is it a one-to-one ratio, or is effort involved?
To be honest, at this point, I don't use the options that automatically deduct points, because I'm more comfortable just doing the math in my head and putting the number in.
Yeah, no, I mean, but like, is it a one-to-one ratio, or is there effort involved?
It depends on if you're choosing to use effort.
That is not an answer to my question.
What are you attempting to do?
I am attempting to use an ability that has a variable cost.
Ah.
As in, it has a base cost, but you can do more things.
Which ability? That might help me make a ruling on that.
Hold on, let me... How do I put it in chat?
Oh, in the, are you using the all-in-one roll window?
There. I put it in Discord chat.
Ah, I remember that ability. If you're using the all-in-one, like you click the checklist to the right of the ability, and it pops up the all-in-one roll, the second header on the left is cost settings, and under that is pull point cost. You can just modify that to however
right.
You're spending.
I'm not asking how to do that in Foundry.
Oh,
I'm asking what the rules are for spending additional points to an ability with a base cost and an additional effect for spending additional things. Like, is it just more points, or do you put levels of effort into it?
If it's you're spending more points to do this other thing that this ability does, then that doesn't count as a level of effort. That is, you're getting the combo meal, as opposed to supersizing it, if that makes sense.
I'm still not sure if that's an answer to my question, but I'm going to assume that means I just put in more pool points.
That is correct,
okay.
I think.
Ham pulls down a laundry line and casts it forward. And shirts begin drifting through the air in slow motion to land on at least one zombie's face. And the others continue down the road as if caught by a breeze heading for the other zombies.
Normally, clothing would fall a bit faster than this is, but it seems to not want to, because that would be convenient. And this isn't about being convenient.
Correct. It is about the opposite of that.
Or, in fact, being very convenient, but it depends on whose perspective you're using.
Inconvenient for zombies. That is Tam's action.
And game mechanics-wise, this is going to hinder their ability to attack.
Correct.
Which means it's a benefit to your ability to dodge or block or whatever. Chitika, it is your turn.
Chitika is a... she's
no,
just
you're
been...
not. Imposter!
That's true! No, this is... I am lettering the things that I'm doing in order!
Oops, sorry. I'll be back at craft services.
That's right. Hey, save me a few cookies.
Oh, hey, they restocked the MREs. Never mind.
Chitika is, first of all, she's been running awareness. Did she... I mean, she knows these things were here, so it did actually matter, but I just want to know... It says I'm aware of living things.
Yeah, these aren't tracking.
That's what I just wanted to know. Okay. Is there anything within 100 feet that is? Is there anything within 100 feet that is living besides us?
There was stuff, like small burrowing mammals and things, out in the fields.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not here. This place feels wrong. And yes, there are hiding spots. You feel like you would want them more, but you'd rather hide out there as opposed to in here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And not just because you see The Walking Dead.
Yeah, because this place is bad and should feel bad about how bad it feels.
Yes.
Chitika is going to tell all of her allies that they are absolutely awesome and we have got this.
All right, Chitika broadcasts her location.
Unfortunately, yes.
Ping, 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 ping.
Yeah. It's if I maintain this ability through ongoing inspiring oration, allies within short range ease one of the following task types: defense, attack, or tasks related to any skill that Chitika is trained or specialized in, such as stealth. Might defense, actually, and a few other things you can ask me about, I guess. Also, Chitika has a, where is that? Inspiring ease that after spending 24 hours with you once per day, each of your friends can ease a task ongoing while you remain in their company.
Okay. So what are you picking for the primary thing that you're helping them with?
Okay, oh, I do have to make it my choice. I'm going to ease... is there any preferences on defense, offense, or stealth? Or might defense? Well, just do general defenses if I did that. I'm asking the rest of the party, out of character, do they have preferences?
I do not.
Does Tam have a preference?
Sorry, I didn't manage to absorb what I should be having a preference on.
Do you want defense eased, attack eased, or tasks related to stealth eased?
Defense.
Okay.
I'm not attacking anything.
Chitika is encouragement for defense, and also inspiring ease is an enabler that frankly would have been there anyway, so that's just a task. Pick a task. You have one task that's eased.
And we can let people pick that task when it comes to the point where they're picking the task.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't need to pick that right now.
Correct.
So, we have their attacks hindered, which means your defense is eased by one, and then Chitika's doing a thing as well. So Tam and Chitika are tag-teaming this to the point where the zombies are going to have a bad day.
Good.
I mean, they already had a bad day because they're zombies, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their new employment... points on that.
Now we are very much... Oh, you spent extra on that, so they ought to be...
So it's going to be worse.
Yes.
So they're... What, you have we have a three easement on defense?
Yeah.
Excellent. Mine has to be maintained.
If only we got to the point where one of these characters could do something. All right, so it is Rowan's turn. Rowan runs forward 50 feet. It is Frida's turn.
Gets smacked in the face by a shirt.
Rowan does not slow down when the shirt smacks Rowan in the face. He just keeps running with the shirt covering his face. it is kind of obvious that he can no longer use his eyes to judge which way he's going. He's wobbling a bit. But in the process, he is also keeping the clothesline aloft. And it, some of the stuff had drifted down to the ground, but it's now picked up in his wake. Should have named this character Alan. Anyway, it is Frida's turn. Frida runs forward 45 feet, but as Frida is getting to within striking distance of Mafa, like right before, Frida trips and falls. It's kind of weird. None of you saw Mrara there. But apparently Mrara was right there. No one has ever had a cat suddenly be underfoot when you were sure they weren't even in the room.
It's usually on the stairs, too.
Yeah. Well, there were no stairs here, but Frida is... There aren't really mechanics for prone in Cypher, but Frida did a face plant into the dirt.
Oh, well.
It is Bram's turn. That's 20 feet and then 30 feet. Oh, wait. This is consecutive. So, hey, somebody added my cheat sheet. Wonderful. So I can have Bram. I thought that was too short. And now it is Ulrich's turn. So it appears that only one of the town folk was able to move 100 feet. The rest of them are moving a bit slower. And that is one round of initiative. We've been playing for just over an hour. What do you say we take a short break?
Break, break, break. Hey, get me those cookies, eh?
I'm going to cast Mending. Punchline. Did I do it right?
No. Give me my cookie back. No keep away with the cookie. No keep away with the cookie.
You got your own cookie. This is mine. You ate your cookie already.
It. You were all the way across the table. No. That one has the raisins in it.
These are chocolate chips, I assure you.
Take a bite. We'll find out who's right.
Listen, definitely chocolate chips. She put the whole thing in her mouth.
I like the ones with the raisins in them.
Well, more for you.
We're on. Scurry.
Oh, places, everyone. The zombies shuffle their way back into position. Rowan pulls the t-shirt up off of the ground and puts it over his face where it was before. All right. And we're at the top of initiative order. Mrara, it just occurred to me that Mrara is set to be hostile. I'm not changing that. Mrara vanishes again. It is now Mary's turn. Mary goes and tries to take a swipe at Shay. And... manages to smack him upside the face pretty hard.
Ooh.
He does not appreciate it.
Doesn't Shay get a defense?
Technically, the GM is not supposed to roll for NPCs at all. Oh. Shay's not statted like that. So.
But if Shay has three extra whatever.
You're right.
He got smacked.
I will retcon that. Because looking at their respective power levels, I can see how one would argue that Mary did not do a good job of smacking anyone. All right. It is Shay's turn. Shay, hold up. That's not right. This did not register that before. Okay. Shay hits Mary again and says, get off. This may come as a surprise to you, but Shay does not have a lot of experience fighting zombies. You would think being a member of the Church of Death, even only temporarily, would give you some experience with the undead.
Not this kind.
Not as much as you think. At least not the level of novice that Shay was when Shay decided, nah, I'm not going to do that anymore, but I'm still going to hang out here. Don't mind me just microwaving some fish in the lounge. Anyone want some? I love sleeping in the morning. This is my brunch.
Everyone's going to hate you, Shay.
Everyone hated Shay because Shay left and didn't leave. But yeah, also a few resented Shay for actively keeping Mafa alive.
Isk.
It is the dove's turn. The dove hops the fence to get line of sight and sends another gout of flame straight down the line. But this is not dragon breath like you see in Dungeons and Dragons. It's more like the dove is casting Firebolt with her face.
That's fair.
And does hit Rowan in the chest, so the shirt is still there. Well, The shirt on Rowan's face is still there. The shirt covering Rowan's chest does have a big hole in it. Also slightly on fire. Mafa.
Mafa is trying to decide if what she has just thought of would be a terrible idea or an amazing idea.
Yes.
That means you should definitely do it.
Can I tell? Are these zombies? Or at least revenants of some kind?
From a distance, it's hard to tell. They don't seem to have a lot of decay, but they're not moving right. They're not talking.
Gotcha.
As considering your particular training and how you built your character at tier one as we were starting out, you have no doubt in your mind that these are undead.
And the one, actually, because they're hostile, I can't see their names. Or maybe just they don't. Their names don't show up.
The names don't show up unless I change a thing. But the one that's right next to you.
The one next to me.
Yes.
And she has tripped over Mrara and
yes.
has fallen on the ground.
Yes.
Am I going to have to make a roll to touch her?
Not to touch her.
Okay. I'm not making an attack. I'm not trying to harm her. I just want to touch her.
You want to boop the zombie.
Make like AT&T.
All right. You reach out and poke the dead thing.
Yes.
Ability, speaker for the dead. You can ask a question of a dead being whose corpse you are touching. Because the answer comes through the filter of the being's understanding and personality, it can't answer questions that it wouldn't have understood in life, and it can't provide answers that it wouldn't have known in life. In fact, the being is not compelled to answer at all, so you might need to interact with it in a way that would have convinced it to answer while it was alive. For each additional intellect point you spend when you activate the ability, you can ask the being an additional question.
And I'll go ahead and spend 2 points, although I might not need them, just because I've got an edge of 4, so why not?
Hey, can I ask you a question? Oh, that would be horrible. Please don't do that. That trope is so overdone.
Yes. No, Mafa is going to reach down and lay her hand on Frida while she's lying on the ground and say, I'm here to help. What happened here?
Something big. It came. It burned. It burned so much.
Can you stop trying to hurt us while we deal with this?
No.
What will make this stop? What will make your pain stop?
I don't know.
Okay. Those are my questions. That's my turn.
All right. I really like playing with this group because instead of like doing strict combat, it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to use my turn to ask questions. You don't normally see that in a game where there's active combat happening. At this point, all the damage has been done by the NPCs. But please start hurting things because I don't want to be the only person doing damage.
Of the party, Mafa is the one who's adept at leveraging risk. So she is putting herself in danger to find out more information.
There you go. And I color-coded the tokens for the ghosts that are on the map that are all pretty much standing where they are, but they aren't color-coded in the initiative tracker because I applied it to the tokens as an effect as opposed to changing the art. So I'm like, oh, it's this person's turn. They're going to stand there. Is this person? They're going to stand there. Tilda is waving her arms frantically at you saying, you need to leave. It might come back. It is Tam's turn. I believe Tam is maintaining an ability.
Tam is maintaining an ability.
Okay. It is Chitika's turn. I believe Chitika is maintaining
an
ability.
Yes, Chitika's maintaining an ability while the player must go deal with groceries. Be back in a little bit.
All right.
Keep going.
Rowan runs forward and can't go around in one direction, so tries to go around in another direction and trips and falls because Mara was right there and can't believe you didn't see her.
The shirt is not an excuse.
I must say it is rather tiresome to have them not look where they are going. They should have known I would be there eventually. Their fault for
zombies
running.
Zombies these days.
That's not working properly. No, it's I opened Frida's character sheet and it didn't have Frida's stats. It had a different character's stats, but I see what I did wrong and I'm not going to worry about that right now. Frida,
you kick Marara like the football.
I would threaten you with jail for 1,000 years, but I do believe things are going to be managed for you. Frida does not get up all the way, only gets up enough that she can take a swing at Mafa, because Mafa's right there. I mean, so is Marara, but that's besides the point. And Mafa, I need you to roll a d20 and not get a 1.
Well, we've already shown this evening how good I am at that.
Surely that rolled the ones out.
That's not a 1. You managed to dodge the attack. Next up, now hold on. Where is... There you are. For some reason, it was conflating Frida's character and Bram's character.
Weird.
Yeah. Bram comes over and tries to kick Marara like the football. But the World Cup is over, so that doesn't happen. Ulrich also comes over and tries to kick Marara, who somehow manages to be on the other side of both of them. And now Ulrich and Bram are, their limbs are intertwined as they were both reaching for Marara. That is the end of the initiative. We're at the start of the next round, and Marara disappears again. It is Mary's turn. She attempts to hit Shay. Does not go well. It is Shay's turn. He manages to knock Mary down. She does not get up again. But apparently, she is going to be kept down. Actually, I'm going to do this to keep track of who's who. All right. It is the Dove's turn. She spits another firebolt at Rowan. She doesn't kick Rowan while he's down. She just sets him on fire. I'm sure it's fine. It is Mafa's turn.
Mafa is going to feel super bad about this in about 15 minutes. But she takes a step back and whistles, which I'm not going to do on microphone, and says, "Hey, over here." And where is it on my sheet? opens a gateway between her and the townsfolk.
All right.
The other end of which is about... The other end of which is about 100 feet in the air.
I'm sure that'll be fine. It is Caleb's turn. He does nothing. It is Jonas's turn. He does nothing. It is Tilda's turn. Tilda runs not towards Mafa because Mafa's not listening. Tilda runs towards the Dove and goes, you understand me, right? Yes. Yes, I do. We're working on this. Don't worry. No, I'm going to worry a lot. You're all going to die. No. Not again. It's Greta's turn. She does nothing. It is Tam's turn. Tam maintains an ability.
Sorry, Discord decided that it was going to disconnect to me.
Well, that was rude of it. Well, we got to your turn. I'm imagining that you're still maintaining this particular ability.
Indeed.
Because it's happy fun times for everyone who is an ally.
It is possible that a zombie has managed to find a rake to step on.
They grumble and then turn over to walk in a different direction and step on another rake. This goes on for the entirety of combat, yes.
I'm glad you were thinking of the same GIF I was.
GIF, JIF, nothing. I remember when that episode first aired.
I have never watched that show.
My wife really enjoyed it. So I have a lot of the DVDs. All right, so it is Chitika's turn. I imagine Chitika is also maintaining an ability.
Chitika's maintaining an ability because it seems like being able to dodge easily is a very good idea.
It is Rowan's
turn. They keep away! They keep away with yourselves!
Rowan gets up and comes over and tries to take a swipe at Chitika. Chitika, roll a d20 and don't get a 1. With a 14, you may or may not be wearing a shirt like a cape. But that's as an effective as an attack as Rowan has managed to do.
No capes! No capes!
Well, you'll have to worry about that on your turn, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Frida gets up the rest of the way. And Mafa, give me an intellect roll. This would be difficulty 3, but you have an asset in all tasks involving the deceased. So give me an intellect roll difficulty 2.
You do what?
You were taunting the zombies.
Okay, then it's difficulty 3. Because I have an inability in persuasion and deception.
All right. A 13 beats a 9. Frida runs forward and disappears. Don't worry, we'll spot her later. Bram runs forward and disappears. Ulrich runs forward and disappears. Mafa, I need you to make a speed defense roll. This does not get eased by Chitika and Tam's abilities because gravity is not...
Strictly speaking, not an attack.
Gravity is usually an ally, so not currently affected by Chitika and Tam's abilities. This is difficulty 9. No. I'm sorry. You have to roll a 9. It's difficulty 3.
I was going to say.
Those are very different.
Those are very different, yes. One of those is panic attack inducing. The other one is just, you want to get out of the way? That's a 6.
I spent a level of effort.
Ah. Please move your character to where you are when the zombies come raining down.
Oh, no.
It's raining undead.
Hallelujah.
There is a scene in the Douglas Adams novel, Life, the Universe, and Everything, where Arthur has gone to a party. This is the same scene where they establish that Belgium is an offensive word. Has gone to a party in a flying house, and I think it's a drunken god, picks a fight with him. And Arthur, who has always been better at thinking on his feet than fighting, says, "All right, fine. You want to take this outside?" And the god says, "Yes." And Arthur opens the door, and the god steps out, and Arthur closes the door as the god falls and says, "Well, that takes care of that."
Well,
that's kind of what I'm thinking about.
I will let everyone here decide how they feel about the sound of bodies falling 100 feet and hitting a dirt road.
Ew. I feel like I'm trying to duck and cover. Because it is apparently raining zombies.
I would like Tam and Chitika to also roll difficulty 3, so it's hard to get 9. This is an intellect roll. This is disturbing enough that I'm asking you to roll concentration.
Can I use my intellect defense on this?
I was unable to listen to both of you, and therefore I listened to neither of you because my brain wouldn't let me focus.
Yeah, you go first.
I think I have an inability on this.
Oops.
Then this might
because
be difficult.
It's probably a roll to remain calm.
If it's raining zombies, it is difficult to remain calm.
Yeah.
So you got to roll a 12 or higher.
On the other hand, it's an intellect roll, so I can make that be a speed roll, so I can put a level of effort into it. On the other hand, I rolled a 4.
Oh.
Well, it's not a GM intrusion, unless it was. It is.
Tam does not maintain concentration. Tam is, on their turn, going to attempt to escape the area.
Freak and run. Well, gazelle.
Also, 2 of the levels of hindrance against the zombies just went poof.
Oh, well.
And Chitika, you're making the same roll. It's difficulty.
Can I use my intellect defense? I am trained in defense rolls to resist mental effects. This is a mental effect, sort of, right?
I'll allow it. Oh, and so that Tam, make sure you give yourself a luck point for the failed roll.
Yeah.
So that's difficulty 2 now?
Sure.
I might as well put a little bit of effort into that, just for grins.
You make it.
Mm-hmm.
So that one level of hindrance is still in effect.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Meanwhile, the kitten is a hindrance.
And on that note, Chitika and Tam, also, both of you give yourself 1 XP because that was GM intrusion.
Ooh.
There was otherwise no game mechanic that would force you to do that.
Okay.
Other than GM intrusion, as I said. Right. So next up, sir, not appearing in this film. Next up, top of the initiative order. Rara is still disappeared. Who knows where she might be? She might be over there by that door, walking inside, then outside, then inside, then outside.
Cat.
This is true. But because you might suspect that, she's definitely not there. Dead zombie. It is Shay's turn. Shay, looks over at Mafa with an expression that is to say, without actually saying it, "You okay?"
Mafa nods.
There's a nod for that. And Shay goes over, runs through the ghost. Every time I double click on these NPCs, I get a different character sheet than the one I'm supposed to see. And I don't understand why. It's not affecting anything but my ability to concentrate. Regardless.
You must have failed against the GM intrusion.
Yes, I didn't even get an XP for it because I rolled a nat 1.
Aww.
But yeah, he goes through Tilda and hits Rowan with his walking stick. And Rowan is leaning over, leaning over the fence to try to get to Chica, but now has been knocked backwards a bit because got smacked in the head again. It is the dove's turn. Now that Rowan is now leaning up and is away from Chitika and therefore is less likely to be hit by a stray shot, spits another fireball at Rowan, who goes down for the count. Sorry. Wrong count.
I thought it was funny.
Thank you. All right. Mafa, you are surrounded by the dead. Before they were mostly dead, now they're just dead. There is still a portal to 100 feet above you, in front of you.
I will drop the portal, since nobody else seems to be inclined to go through it.
It lands next to the zombies.
No, thank you. Chitika says no thank you to the portal.
Is... no. Okay. I just can't actually see the skull.
Yeah, I double-checked that multiple times. I'm using the little... For listeners at home, Foundry lets you apply an effect to a character on the screen that puts a little skull next to their icon to show that they are in fact dead. But apparently, they're on top of each other when you put characters close enough together, so we can't actually see that all three of these characters have that icon. Oh, the icon was underneath Mafa.
Yes.
I'm going to put them back now. There we go.
Do I have spirits showing up now that the bodies are fallen?
No. There might not have been any spirit in them.
That's fair. I was just wondering.
There are different ways to create zombies. Some of them, the spirit will still be trapped inside. That does not seem to be the case for these.
Mafa will... How far away is Tam?
Farther than they were.
Tam is currently 30 feet from you. But on Tam's turn, that's going to be different.
Mafa is going to teleport close enough to Tam that she doesn't have to shout, but far enough ahead of Tam that Tam starting to run isn't going to affect her ability to talk.
All right,
so much.
Move yourself to where that's going to be.
Hey, no more falling zombies, I think. Just had to deal with that quickly, and that's going to be her turn.
Okay. Next up is that ghost who does nothing. Then this ghost who does nothing. Then Socket knocks something down. What did you knock down? One of the books on the bookshelf. It's still on the shelf, but it's now not upright anymore.
At least it's on the shelf, unlike when they knocked everything off of the table earlier. Little yeah. brats.
But it made a loud enough sound that I thought it had fallen yeah. all the way off the shelf and maybe knocked something else. But no, it's fine. It's fine. I'll have a talk with Socket later. He won't listen. Tam, it is your turn.
Pokes their head up from behind this mailbox or whatever it is.
It's a pile of rubble that looks like it used to be part of a structure, but now it's just a pile of rubble. The structure might not have been in this spot. This might have been thrown.
Tam pokes their head up from behind the pile of rubble. No more falling zombies? Not going to land on my head?
I hope not.
Right. All right. Got it. That was very startling.
Sorry. I had to do something quickly.
Try to remember from now on that this guy might be full of zombies.
Chitika, it is currently your turn. What are you doing?
Are there any zombies left that are actually moving?
Not that you can see. There is a ghost that is actively frantically moving and trying to convince you all to leave. But
Chitika,
she doesn't seem to be able to touch you.
Wave at the ghost and say, "Are there any others?"
Yes.
Where?
Tilda points off. On the map, it looks like she's pointing to the southeast, but north, south, east, and west aren't really directions that get used on the cog world because the cogs that you're on rotate, and that throws everything off.
So she's pointing sort of downright.
Silas tends to hang out over that way.
And they're hostile?
Most of us are. We can't help it.
Why not?
He makes us. You hear a crunch.
Where's he? Oh, that sounds bad.
There's another crunch.
Shatika is looking for where the crunch might be.
Oh, from the direction that Silas apparently hangs out.
Shatika.
But it's moving. If we're looking at the map, it would be moving to the west. It was further east. Now it's getting further west.
Tam ducks back behind the pile of rubble.
All right. Tam ducks down behind the pile of rubble.
Shatika goes, okay, and wants to duck down behind the fence on this side, which is basically right underneath the dove.
I'm going to move the dove over one square just because I'm not going to remember that you're underneath the dove 1 minute from now. All right.
Shatika would like to ask the poor ghost, so what's Silas look like?
He's a lot bigger.
Mafa, you're going to need a bigger door.
Mafa, is there any repositioning that you choose to do?
Yeah, I am going to pop back over here. I imagine this habit of Mafa's is getting really irritating.
Yeah, I can feel where you are.
Honestly, Shay's just glad that usually you're moving to a spot that isn't 100 feet in the air.
Usually.
Yeah, and when I am 100 feet in the air, I can get back down.
Mm-hmm.
32 feet per second without per second, you have traversing enough the seconds.
Intermediate distance. Without traversing the intermediate distance.
All right. So, Tam, you are hiding behind the pile of rubble, which means you have a great view. Mafa gets a bit of a view of this, too, because Mafa's got a straight line of sight down this dirt path where there's the fencing on one side and there's some houses and other structures and what looks like a chicken coop at one spot on the other side. But just at the edge of what you can see for this town is a house that looks like it's seen better days. The roof is very damaged for this particular house. It might have been a little bit on fire at some point. And now it has a giant hole in the wall. Mafa sees the wall virtually explode as Waddle and Dob go flying everywhere. And a very large person, like Andre the Giant-sized person, bursts through. It doesn't seem to be slowing them down as they go through, because they also go through the fencing. And as they come to a stop just on the other side of the fencing, they turn and look straight at Tam. And that is where we're going to end it for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. My name is Crash, and I've been joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Io. Who would like to plug a thing?
We plug that giant hole.
The horse has already gone out of the barn. Closing the door right now is not going to help you.
Oh, well. Io's Mom Writes Books, ElizabethMcCoy.com. You can still get them from the library, probably. You can check them out from there and, you know, places that I need to get my act together and put it in other places as well, but well, brains, what are brains? And speaking of I don't know, brains or websites?
Well, I take all the things I make and put them over on aaronbsmith.com. Nothing there has ads in it, so dear listener, if you heard any ads in this recording, you are getting it from one of the wrong spots. Go to aaronbsmith.com. There are RSS feeds there. I don't put any ads in these at all, except for the plugs. Those don't technically count.
We're artisanal.
Yeah, they're artisanal plugs. So they're not ad reads. Let's put it that way.
If we were going to do really good stuff, though, Crash, they would be artisanal plugs.
I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. Right. So, also, if it's not there, I link to it from there. So there's a link to the PeerTube instance, and there's a link to the Patreon. Patreon.com/CogwheelGaming. You can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv, Paul, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying, oh, Silas noticed you.
Uh-oh.
And now you all have an asset in a... What
running
whatever
away?
It is that Maffa did? And Tuxa, what did Maffa do?
Something I wish I'd been able to do since the beginning.
Oh, I can help you with that.
I, good night, everybody. For once, do want an asset in that.
And with that, good night, everybody.
Good night.
No, it isn't just the putting people in the air. Can you imagine if you're having a boring conversation and you can just open a door to somewhere else?
I can kind of do that, but it's just me.
Yeah, well.
But I suppose if I want to get out of a conversation... Oh, you know, I never use it to actually get out of a conversation before. I'm going to have to remember that.
Oh, no, you've taught Hugh a new trick.